The letter. A young woman named Miss Manning was in love with a young man who knew the call of God and who had left his home country to be a missionary in a foreign land. This young man had written to Miss Manning, asking if she would marry him. He said if he did not hear from her, he would consider it a refusal. Miss Manning sat down and immediately wrote a letter of acceptance, for she dearly loved him. Her brother kindly offered to post the letter for her. Miss Manning never saw her lover again. Later she heard that he had married someone else. 25 years after this, the Manning family moved into a new home, and during that move, an old coat belonging to her brother, who had passed away, was found, and in one of the pockets, they discovered her letter. It had never been posted. Therefore, the letter had never reached a man she loved with a message of acceptance to his heart's desire for marriage. What pathos is in the outcome of an undelivered letter? God has given the gracious love letter telling of his love for all mankind. Imagine if they should never receive it. What if they hear about rumors and silly gossip about God? Such replacements are so damaging and so misleading and false. The great proposal of God's love for the sinner's happiness is an offer to be with God together, forever and ever and ever. Let us make sure we deliver the letter.